Friends, roadies, countrymen, and all listeners around the world, I'm back. Yes, it's me, J.E., John Edmund, once more. This time, telling you the story of how the song George, about a Rhodesian ferret armoured car, came about, and a bit of background to the story. The Rhodesian Armoured Car Regiment was originally known as the Southern Rhodesian Reconnaissance Regiment, and in World War II, it first saw action in Abyssinia in 1942. In 1943, it was amalgamated with the 6th South African Armored Division and arrived in Egypt in mid-1943. In April 1944, they were sent to Italy, where they served in the Allied Spring Offensive at the Battle of Monte Cassino. Rhodesian crews were the first to enter the liberated city of Florence in Italy. In 1948, the regiment was renamed the Southern Rhodesian Armoured Car Regiment. Their badge was a sable antelope, and their colours were cerise and gold because of their long association with the British 11th Hussars, the first British cavalry regiment to become mechanised. During Rhodesian Federation, they changed their name again, this time to the Seleucids Armoured Car Regiment, not to be confused with the later formed famous Seleucids Reconnaissance Regiment. During the Congo crisis in 1960, they were deployed to northern Rhodesia, and this is where I first became acquainted with this regiment. With a crew of two, they drove ferret scout cars, packing a 7.62 Browning machine gun on a revolving turret. Their engines were Rolls-Royce or Daimler. Very old, I might add, but maintained very well by the Rhodesians. And they were deployed along the border with my regiment, the 3rd Battalion of the Royal Rhodesia Regiment, and served in many other roles, including escorting our convoys and looking after us in general. I made many friends with these great chaps, known as the Black Devils because of their black berets, which are usually worn by armoured units. Then all hell broke out in 1963, with the Radfan uprising against the British rule of the town of Aden. The Rhodesian Black Devils were deployed there until 1967. I might add that 22 British soldiers died in that conflict. Luckily, I never lost any friends. Aden at the time and before was a very strategic place for Britain, the entry to the Red Sea and to the Suez Canal. When I was at Llewellyn Barracks in Bulawayo in 1956, my company, C Company, was the senior company, and we were shipped to Kamala Airport to be sent to the Suez Canal. The British, French and Israelis invaded Egypt because the Egyptian president, Gamal Nasser, nationalised the canal, which was owned, actually, by France and Britain. He sank ships in it, and it became unusable, thus hampering Europe regarding the shipping of petroleum from the Persian Gulf. With pressure from the Soviet Union and the USA and the United Nations, there, the French, Brits and Israelis had to withdraw. At the last minute, we were stood down, and I didn't go to Suez. The canal was closed for repair for 6 months. Sir Anthony Eden, the British Prime Minister, actually resigned over the affair. Getting back to armoured cars, at the breakup of the Federation of Rhodesia Nyasaland, 10 ferrets were allotted to Southern Rhodesia in 1963. With the advent of the Bush War, the ferrets were in action again, and the regiment was known as the Rhodesian Armoured Car Regiment. They had many actions against large bands of terrorists, and boy, were they tough. Landmines, or biscuit tins as we called them, were the scourge, and the ferrets often detonated one of these devastating weapons of war, with less damage to it than some of the more modern armoured vehicles. In one particular incident, a ferret hit a landmine, and one wheel was blown clean off. The crew made it back to base on 3 wheels. On one of my less dangerous tours to Rhodesia, I was booked to play in a televised concert in Umtali. The Black Devils came to the party, and on several ferrets, they drove the whole crew of the concert through the streets of the city. I noticed that some of the cars had fancy girls' names like Priscilla and Petunia and so forth, but the car I was on didn't have a name. I asked one of the girls on the show if she had any nail varnish. Yes, she did. And in the Carice colour of the Armoured Car Regiment, I christened our ferret car with the name George. And I painted the name on it with this bright nail varnish. Everybody loved it, and the commander and driver were so proud. Wow, George, what a name. Well, I just had to write a song about George, and I did. Recently, when I googled Rhodesian Armoured Car Regiment, up came the lyrics and recording of my song. But look for my version on YouTube. For anyone listening, may I translate Rhodesian slang words in the lyric of the song. Mush means nice, and a gomo is a mountain. And to be revved in a landie is to be ambushed in an open Land Rover. Before I leave, folks, let me tell you that the motto of the Armoured Car Regiment was Asesabe Luto, which is a Matabele phrase which says, we fear nothing. With that good advice, I must go. Don't forget to like and subscribe to my YouTube channel. Keep an eye on my website again. And remember, my music is available on most music platforms. Till then, fear nothing. Salagashle. Tot ziens, shalom and zwakanaka.